Go. Good morning, church. This morning, unfortunately, Steve Kenny could not be with us today, so we are going to shorten this up just a little bit. If you can stand and sing with me, we'll go ahead and get started.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Therefore I will hope in him.
Amen. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, we're just thankful to gather together, Lord. We're thankful to come together in fellowship. And today I pray that we remember that it is not about the building. It's not about dressing up and coming to this building. It's about being together. It's about worshiping you, Lord. Wherever two or more are gathered, there you are with us, Lord. And we pray that although it is good to have the consistency, although it is good to have the pattern that we fall into, knowing every week we worship you, Lord, we pray that we recognize and we focus on the true message, which is you, which is your sacrifice. It's the death that you overcame for us, Lord, so that we could have life. We pray this in your son's name. Amen. Oh, let's go ahead and take a minute here. I'd like to take a minute to look to your neighbor to the left or right and greet yourself if you haven't met anyone. Let's take just a minute here and welcome each other. Say hi to each other. All right, it's great to fellowship together. Let us stand and sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abideth us still, and with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. You may be seated. As we sing our song before communion, I want us to remember his sacrifice. I want to focus on the words here as we share the Lord together.
We gather here in Jesus' name. His love is burning in our hearts like living flame. For through the loving Son, the Father makes us one. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord. No one is a stranger here. Everyone belongs, finding our forgiveness here. We in turn forgive all wrongs. He joins us here. He breaks the bread. The Lord who pours the cup is risen from the dead. The one we love the most is now our gracious host. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord. We are now a family of which the Lord is head. The unseen, he meets us here in the breaking of the bread. We'll gather soon where angels sing. We'll see the glory of our Lord and coming King. Now we anticipate the feast for which we wait. Come take the bread, come drink the cup, come share the Lord.
Amen.
Did everybody have a chance to grab a cup that contains the bread and the fruit of the vine? If not, raise your hand and we'll make sure you get one. Each week we set aside this time for the Lord's Supper, where we break the bread and drink the fruit of the vine that represents Jesus' blood. And a lot of the times, you know, when I lead this part of the service, I focus on Jesus, rightfully so, or maybe God's perspective on how he felt watching his son be sacrificed. And earlier this week, as I was thinking about this service, I started thinking about Satan's role in God's plan of salvation for us. And it sounds kind of weird to think about, but I think it's important to understand why it was necessary for Christ to die on the cross for our sins. And we really can't understand that if we don't acknowledge that we needed Christ to die on the cross for our sins. If he didn't, we were not going to overcome death. We were not going to overcome Satan's power over us. And so I want to spend a few minutes this morning just thinking about that and reading some scripture before we take part of this communion service. And I was thinking about this, and I didn't even ask Matt. I was going to use him as a little bit of an example. Matt's a big, strong guy, and as I think of strength, physical strength. Sorry, Carson, you didn't come to mind as much as Matt did. But does Matt, when he goes to the gym, does he show his strength to others if he lays on the bench and he puts 5-pound dumbbells and he does reps? Not really. It's not impressive. Now, if he puts the full amount that he's able to lift, and he puts 3 plates on each side or whatever, and he pumps it up, that shows us his strength. That shows everyone around him his strength. And so, maybe it's a bad analogy, I don't know, but for me, understanding Satan and his role in God's plan of salvation allows us to understand Christ's strength and his ability to overcome what Satan had cursed us with. You know, Jesus was tempted. He, you know, he lived the same life that we live here on earth. He had to live a life where he endured temptation. There's examples in the Bible where we know he went in the wilderness and Satan tempted him. He did not cave into those temptations. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, it tells us to be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. You know, it doesn't say that he prowls around like a field mouse looking for a snack. It tells us that he is like a roaring lion. And so, you know, I think part of one of the challenges that the world has today is we don't acknowledge Satan. We don't acknowledge that there's a spiritual war going on around us daily. And I think it's dangerous to overlook Satan, and it's important for us to be able to appreciate and live our life. And I think out of an appreciation for what Jesus did for us, it allows us to focus on Christ, and again acknowledge that without Him, we would be unable to join God in heaven. In Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, I'm going to read. It says, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." The devil is scheming for us. We can't withstand those schemes without the armor of God. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." It's a pretty vivid description of a battle, of going to war. And, you know, each week we gather around the table. We remember that Jesus had died for us, but we also have to recognize our part. We are told that there is a war going on. We are told that and given an illustration of putting on the armor of God. And so, this week as we break this bread, I just want us to remember that Jesus did die for us, and because of that, we have the hope of salvation. We have the guarantee of salvation. But we also need to be mindful of the fact that we can fall. We can fall without putting on the armor of God, without the Holy Spirit living in our lives, without coming together each week and remembering Christ. And living our life in a daily way that can bring others to Him, that it's very easy to fall to His schemes. So, before we break this bread, let's pray to God. Father God, we come to you this morning, and we acknowledge that we are weak, and that without you, without the Holy Spirit, without Jesus and His willingness to die on the cross for our sins, we would have no ability to overcome the schemes of the evil one. And we just are so thankful that you recognized this in advance, that you had a plan for us in advance, and you have allowed us, you have created for us a pathway to avoid pain here on earth, and just as importantly, or more importantly, the ability to join you in heaven and to be with you for eternity. And Father, as we break this bread, we just want to reflect on these things. We want to pray that not just during this time, but this week, each day of our lives, that we recognize that if we often lose sight of the fact of Jesus' power over Satan, his power over death, because we don't acknowledge that without him, we didn't have any hope. And so we just pray that we can remember this, not just now, but each day this week. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Excuse me.
Let's continue our prayer. Father God, we come again to you, lifting up prayers of praise to you, acknowledging that you are all-powerful, all-knowing. You know what's in our best interest. You know what we need when we fail to even have any idea of what we need or want, or when we wander around aimlessly and distracted, you recognize and help lead us to where we need to go, and we're so thankful. And Father, as we prepare to take the cup, we want to spend a few moments thanking you for Jesus, thanking you for the blood that was shed, thanking you for and acknowledging your power and your greatness, and we just pray that that we use this understanding and this knowledge as a motivator to live a daily life that allows us to witness to others. There are so many of our friends and family that that don't know you, that don't know Christ, and it's tremendously sad, and we just pray that we can be a living example so that we can bring others to him and to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We also set aside time for a few moments just to pray about our resources and pray for wisdom about how we use God's blessings to ultimately reach others and to bring others to Christ. And we have a plate in the back if you want to give financially to our efforts here as you're on your way out, or if you want to set up an electronic payment, certainly can help you do that. But we just want to take this opportunity to thank God for all that he blesses us with financially, and to ask for his wisdom and how we use those funds to reach others. Let's pray together. Father God, we are tremendously blessed people. You bless us in so many ways that we often lose sight and take for granted some of the biggest things that you do for us, let alone the smallest. And Father, we just want to take a few minutes this morning and thank you. We thank you for the country that we live in, for the ability to gather together in a group and acknowledge you and praise you without fear of retribution. We want to thank you for the warmth of our building when we gather, for the comforts that we have here that allow us to come here and worship you in such a comfortable setting. Father, we thank you for the food that you bless us with, and we know that all these good things come from you. And I just want to pray that each of us can give back a portion of our blessings, our financial blessings at this moment, with a cheerful heart, but also much more than that, that we give of our time, we give of our lives, that we actually recognize that how we spend our resources tells us where our hearts are. And we just pray that each of us can have you live in our hearts and at the front of our minds, and that we do take the financial blessings that we give back to the work here, that we use them to bring others to Christ, that we're wise in how we use our resources here. And again, we're just so thankful for all you do for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, kiddos, it's time to go to Sunday school. If you can stand and sing with me.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, it trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Amen.
Please be seated. So Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. I think in other words, it could be said, my children listen to my voice and they do as I say. And yet in my life, whenever I am going home and I'm taking care of my kids at my house, they rarely listen. Even rarely do they do what I say. And yet when I flip that around and I realize that I'm the child in this allegory, that when Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice and they follow me, it kind of points to my heart that I don't know if I always do what he wants. I guarantee I don't always do what he wants me to do. And so that's what Rick actually is going to be preaching about here in a short minute. This is an excerpt of his sermon from March 18th titled, God Speaks to be Heard. And so to prepare us, I'm going to read from James chapter 1, starting in verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word, but does not do what it says, is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And so the reason we're doing a video today is Steve and Leslie are going to Ohio. They let us know yesterday that they were going to do that. So it's kind of a last minute decision. And yet I want his presence to be felt. So I'm going to go to the Psalms. I'm going to read from Psalms 40, just one verse. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is written within my heart. In other words, my God, I want to do what you want. Enjoy.
At this time, if you can stand and sing with me the song of invitation, we have Chris and Carson in the back, ready to receive anybody that needs to pray, anyone that feels like they have lost a little hearing. I know that was very convicting for myself as well, as to make sure we are hearing and listening to God's word. Just as a parent, as a lot of us have kids, and we tell our kids, you know, I told you to pick up those toys. Why are they picked up yet, right? So let us focus on God's reckless love as we sing. And if you do need a moment, we have Chris and Carson in the back, ready to receive you, ready to pray, whether you need to or whether you want to. Let's go ahead and sing together. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Amen.
Good to see everyone out today. Hope you enjoyed the service, and let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this, another day of life that you've blessed us with. We thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we pray, Father, that you'd help us as we go about our day to do those things that would honor you. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to sing these songs of praise and to listen to these words from Scripture that would draw us closer to you. Father, we have those that are sick and suffering, and we pray that you'd be with each one that's on our prayer list, that you would help us to be a resource to them, that if we can do something to help them, that we would hear your word and that we would go and do those things that you would encourage us to do. Father, we thank you for Christ Jesus. We thank you that he willingly came and gave his life that all who believe might have life eternal. Father, go with us now as we leave this place and watch over and care for us. Help us to be your light in the community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.